Well, now we've had our hair done, I think it's time to get out and about. Rachel Banham suggests a visit to the Wesselton Festival in Suffolk at the end of July. There's a royal theme there this year. Here is Neil Haverson to tell us about the festival's history and the team's hopes for 2022.
More than 50 years after it began, Wesselton's Wildfire Festival continues to showcase the talent and creativity of its talented participants. The festival takes place in St Peter's Church in Wesselton, Suffolk, on July the 30th and 31st. The theme is Long May She Reign, celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, and volunteers have adopted a window in the church to decorate. There will be a special exhibition in the Village Hall too. The origins of the Wildfire Festival go back several decades. Catherine Branch is a member of the team which is organising this year's festival. She and husband Jeremy have meticulously researched the history of the event. Catherine explains that in 1951, villagers Jim Fisk, MBE and Charlie Alexander started the Wesselton Carnival. That week of celebration included the Sea Cadets Band, barrel rolling, a fete and the crowning of the Carnival Queen. As part of the carnival, flower arrangements were displayed in the church. In 1966, Jim Fisk and fellow villager Nellie Kemp, who had seen a display of the wildflowers in a church in Norfolk, brought the idea back to St Peter's Church, Wesselton. Through their inspiration and the support of other villagers, the festival began to grow. Catherine says, Jill Houghton, with the help of an elderly nun who was staying with her, mapped out the first few festivals along with Joan Westcott. From 1996, Jill Houghton invited Esme Silito to take over as chairman of the Wildflower Festival with the help of Alison Paul's valuable knowledge of wildflowers, guiding willing volunteers as they dressed the church every year. All 13 windows, pulpit, font and the porch, with a variety of wildflowers, all grown or picked sustainably from local fields and roadsides. Always, of course, being aware not to use any plants that are protected species. Catherine says that Joan's husband, Stanley, led a small group who played medieval instruments at the event. Recently, organist Andrew Campbell has played each day. She explains that Jill Houghton took charge of the whole event, especially the pew ends. As an expert on grasses, she used dried grass every year. Garden flowers were forbidden and no additional props were allowed in the displays. Volunteers were instructed to go out at 5:30 a.m. to pick the wildflowers the same morning. They decorated the church so they would be fresh. Themes throughout the years, such as Midsmere and birds, beauty of the earth and the power of nature, have challenged the flower arrangers. Other themes have included Alice in Wonderland and the story of the 50 years of Wesselton Wildflower Festival itself. There have been memorable moments. Catherine says, in 1990, the festival celebrated the Queen Mother's 90th birthday. Joan Westcott decorated the Victory Window with 90 different wildflowers and received a letter of gratitude from Her Royal Highness. She says that there was also a large children's corner, and at one festival youngsters decorated a pony trap. The festival expanded to include a village hall exhibition, with stalls showcasing local crafts such as spinning and pottery. In addition, local gardeners displayed vegetables and flowers, and the work of village groups and village archives were spotlighted. Catherine's husband Jeremy, who is also a member of the team organising the event, says the event was always been free, but donations are welcome. In 1966, funds collected went towards rethatching the church roof. Just as today, donations are split between the church and the village hall, helping to maintain vital centres of our community. To find out more about the Wesselton Wildflower Festival and village exhibition, visit the village website at www.wesselton.onesuffolk.net.
Thank you, Neil. This sounds well worth a visit.